Welcome back to another episode of Unlimited Abundance. I'm so joyful to be here this week. There's actually something really fun and new and exciting about this week's episode. If you're on YouTube, you may already know, but now these podcasts are available on YouTube. I know many of you listen most likely on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or the other various podcast platforms that they are, but now all these podcasts moving forward will continue to be released as videos, which is so exciting. Right now I'm here with a camera in front of me, or recording back on camera, which is such, feels a little bit weird to be back on YouTube after not being on there for 2 years. But I just thought that I really wanted to continue to share the podcast. And my mom was like, well, why aren't you sharing on YouTube? So many people, you know, listen there. My husband's like, so many people, I listen to my podcast on YouTube. And so if you're a YouTube lover, then you can check out you can listen to these podcasts and watch them live. I'm sitting here in front of a camera right now. If you're listening to the recording, then obviously you don't see that. But if you're here on YouTube, then you're feeling the vibes, and then we can really feel like we're hanging out together. You can put, if you have a TV and you have those technologies, it's like Apple TV and stuff, you can, you know, you can grab your coffee, tea, and, you know, watch with me maybe in the morning or in the evening. Or if you listen to these when you're driving, then you can listen to it through like one of the apps. That's what I feel like is so cool now that I offer these on YouTube, is like, if you really want to feel like you're hanging out with me and have your cup of tea or matcha or whatever, you can put this on in the background and like we can literally feel like we're vibing together. And then if you know, a lot of times I listen to podcasts in many ways. I listen to them when I drive. I listen when I go for walks. And then I also do like to listen sometimes and like really soak it up. Like I would love to have a podcast of like my favorite person, for example, like a video format that I could kind of chill and hang out with. So welcome, welcome. Today we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. I don't even know what the title will form into, because every podcast episode, I genuinely just pick up on the general energy that's going on at the time, the themes and lessons in my life, and themes that I notice with clients as well, especially when they're very repeated, and just messages I feel like I'm very called to share. So that's what kind of we'll be going over today. We'll be talking about the eclipse season. We'll be talking about the power of change. We'll be talking about when you're feeling like lost or stuck, what that is a sign of usually, and how to move forward. A lot of really juicy stuff. Also, my nose is a bit stuffy today. I noticed that when, I don't know, like when I eat specific things, I get a little bit more inflamed, which I don't know. I haven't had gluten or anything, so I don't know what it is. But my nose is a little bit stuffy, so if I sound a bit stuffy, I'm okay. It's just that it's my nose. I also just realized I forgot to introduce myself. So if you're new, which we're having so many new people join the podcast, my name is Paulina Baragova. I am a coach, healer, mentor, leader, retreat host, obviously podcast host, and I'm a jewelry designer for my crystal jewelry line called Lift Your Frequency. I'm wearing beautiful pieces right now. If you're watching the video, you can see they are all handmade and I out of crystals and pearls. They're so beautiful. They're crystals for the feminine spirit. I'm so passionate designing them right now. I'm wearing, if you're seeing video, God is a Woman, which has peach moonstone, my favorite stone for feminine energy receptivity. I gave one of my friends, Josie, she's an amazing soul. She's from, lives in Amsterdam, but is here in LA. I gave her a peach moonstone and like a necklace of peach moonstone, Shakti Rising. And I was like, I can't wait to see how it plays out, because it's a very magnetic energy. So when you wear peach moonstone, especially if you set it for the intention to receive whatever it is you're desiring, people come up to you, opportunities come your way. It's really powerful. So I have that one on, it has peach moonstone. It has freshwater pearl and a clear quartz. If you were in the episode last week with my mom, we talked about crystals and went really deep into them, way beyond just like the surface, like, oh, they're pretty, really talking about their metaphysical qualities. And I was speaking about how I love to have points on a lot of my necklaces in my shop. So for example, like this one is called God is a Woman. It's probably our best seller at the moment, along with some other ones, but one of the top ones. I also have a point on the one that's called God is a Woman. I'm trying to think what other ones have a point. I have to take a look, but those are the ones so far that have like the major point on them. I'm then wearing Unconditional Love, which is also peach moonstone, and it has peach freshwater pearl. I just love these two layered, obviously, because they match in color. And this is a new piece that'll be launching soon. Maybe it's launched when you're listening, so check it out. It is called Transformation, and it has labradorite, which is such a beautiful stone to work with when you're transforming and shifting and going through a transformational period of your life where you feel like, whoa, like I'm no longer who I was, and I'm not my like next version. I'm like transforming or embodying or stepping into that. It's a really beautiful necklace, and it has a really pretty baroque pearl. These are the same baroque pearls that we use on the dive. We have a full baroque pearl necklace. It's obviously a little bit more of an investment because they are for even expensive, really expensive for me to source. But they, it's a full like 16 inch all baroque pearl with some freshwater pearl necklace. But here it's kind of like a statement. I love this layered. If you're not watching the video, I'll have to post this on Instagram or something because I love this combination. So let's hop on into today's topic, right? So it's really, I find a lot of times when I'm working with clients or even in groups, the biggest thing that I find is a lot of people like feel, either they say they feel stuck or a lack of inspiration, right? And I'd say that a lot of people feel this way. You know, from my work, I've worked with so many people from all over the world and different backgrounds, different experiences, different everything. And I think the common denominator that occurs for a lot of people is that they start to feel stagnant, stuck, lost. And, you know, then oftentimes we name a lot of those symptoms as like anxiety or depression. Those are more intense cases, I would say. And also, I want to say a note that a lot of the things that we see in our lives that play out like later as depression or anxiety have a lot of deep roots. And if you're feel like you're in that energy, what I would recommend beginning with, if you feel like you're like very much in a sad place, is to really focus on the basics. I know it sounds like so cliche, but like on sleep, making sure you're not eating, you know, right before bed. This is so crazy. I'm very, very into sleep hygiene, and I'm really like going deep into it at the moment. And it's crazy the difference I found in my sleep. If I eat before bed, A, how quickly I fall asleep, how deep I sleep is really, it's very impactful. For example, I ate dinner on, I love kind of giving personal stories to kind of illustrate. We're going to talk about so many things. So just like sink into your seat, take a breath, just get into the vibe. But on Saturday, I went to dinner with my husband and we ate maybe like 6/6:30. So by the time we went to bed, which I went to bed kind of late that night, maybe like 10:40. For me, that's late. I'm like a 9:30 kind of 10 p.m. kind of girl. If I'm up past 10, I feel a bit crazy. Not crazy, but you know, like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm up past 10. But essentially, we went to bed like 10:40. So it'd been, you know, 4+ hours since eating. And I had like genuinely, I think, the best sleep of my life this Saturday. Like I just literally like when I was at October 9th, like, or not even 9th, 8th, best sleep of my life, genuinely. And then the next day on Sunday, I ate kind of late. I went to pull to rehearse, and I got home in the evening, and I ate in the evening, and I couldn't fall asleep. My sleep was so interrupted. I'm also currently wearing a continuous glucose monitor, which is really cool because when your glucose drops, it's a sign that you're often in REM sleep or in deeper sleep. So I can see how, like, I can see on Saturday my sleep was like so deep, and my my, you know, glucose was dropped. And then on Sunday, I can see that there was like some variability while I'm sleeping. So I was clearly kind of going in and out of deep sleep way more. So sleep, and then of course nutrition, really basic things like, you know, making sure you're investing in high quality water, then removing processed foods. I know this sounds like so cliche. I'm sure like anyone in the health field will say this, but it's because it's like so true. You know, when something is repeated so much, it's because it's clearly like so helpful to so many people. Just like, you know, a lot of people talk about morning routines, and I made a podcast, which is like one of my favorite ones I've made. It's called Top 5 Things for you, like habits you need to start today or something. And it's really good episode. So if you didn't miss that, definitely check that one out. But it's like, it's so, I don't say it's so obvious, but it's like so life-changing that it's like, whenever I talk to anyone, I'm like, the first thing you got to do is cut out those processed foods, those refined sugars, cut out alcohol. It's something that's going to be really, really helpful. So, and can begin to reconnect with your own cycle. So going to bed at the same time as, or like around the same time, right? Waking up around that time, connecting with your circadian rhythm, meaning when you wake up, go outside, even if it's a little bit foggy, like stare at the sun. The other day it was foggy, but I was staring at the sun. I know some people advise against that, but like personally, I feel like you do it to the point that it feels like, okay, like I would look, I'd have to look away, right? My eyes would water. I'd look away, my eyes would water. And I find like that really just reset my circadian rhythm. Like doing that, when I do that, it like I really feel that like energy come in. It's really powerful. The other people call it sun gazing, I believe. And then like in the middle of the day, ideally going for like an afternoon stroll. Like I know that's not always possible, like, if we're working. Like even today for me, I've been working all day. Uploading the other podcasts to YouTube, launching an event for Thursday, like a bunch of stuff I've been working on. So I haven't gone for like my afternoon walk, but I will try to go at least for like more of an evening stroll. And then ideally you want to like look at the sunset. But things of course you can do to mimic that is in the evening, create like dim light. So for example, like I have these like mini Himalayan salt wall plugins. They're from Amazon, and I just got new bulbs for them yesterday. We set them up in like our wellness area. And so in the evening we turn the lights off and have like those dim lights so that it like signals to your body, you know, it's time to go to bed. Because if you're getting ready for bed in like a bright lit room, your body is not winding down, right? Your body's not, you're not signaling to your body that it's time for bed. So I think it's super important to not only, of course, like prepare for sleep, do your sleep before bed routine, like something to calm down your mind. Obviously, don't go on your phone. That goes with the circadian rhythm thing. At least an hour before your bed, try not to go on your phone. Again, I'm not perfect at this either. Like sometimes I'll forget about something that I need to do, so I need to go on my phone, or like, I listen to like a hypnosis on my phone sometimes before bed, so I sometimes will still look at the screen. I mean, you could just like obviously low brightness. You could also do this in your settings, like put the red light over your phone, or like reduce the blue light in your phone, which makes your phone like way less attractive to look at, but also easier to look at. You could also wear orange glasses, especially if you're working. I should have done that today. I was on my laptop for like hours and I didn't wear orange glasses. I can link some on my story if someone asks, or if someone reminds me. I got them on Amazon, but they're essentially gamer glasses. So they're just different than just blue light glasses. It's blue light ones are not as strong as the orange glasses in the way that they block blue light. So I really suggest, especially if you're working at a computer a lot or you're on your phone a lot, like if you're staring at a screen for more than 2 hours a day, if you're like it's at least 3 hours, like you're gonna, you know, wear them. Again, I should take my own advice because today I'm in my laptop for like 4 hours, maybe even five, and I haven't worn them. I forgot they're in the kitchen actually. So those are just some basics, things I think for everyone to kind of like begin to reset, like going to the core of like nutrition, circadian rhythm, sleep, and they're all intertwined, right? Like what, like we spoke about, if you have a bunch of blue light before you're going to bed, your body is going to be strained. Or we have a bunch of people call it like junk light, which means like just like you're like in a bright room as you're getting ready for bed, your body is not going to get that signal to unwind, right? Or to begin to kind of fall asleep. Also, if you like, I really do recommend meditating before bed or like listening to hypnosis of some sort. I also have on my website a free meditation. I have a few free ones, but a new one that's really, really great, and it's called, I believe it's called Connecting to Your Higher Self. It's a channeled meditation actually from one of the divinity ceremonies from a while back, and I really just wanted to offer it for free so people could A, just experience what it's like, and B, just so people can have it. I find it so valuable. So definitely I'll link it in the keynotes or in the description here if you're watching on YouTube. Definitely download that. It's free and it's really powerful. Like doing that before bed is going to really help your mind kind of like unplug from the day. That's also like kind of getting off your phone, right? You're like, okay, I'm setting a boundary. I'm no longer going to like engage and continue going on my phone because it's so addicting. Like, oh, I need to check this. I need to check this. Oh, I need to plan this. Like with Google and stuff like that at our reach and social media, it's like so easy to have a thought and want to act on it. So setting that physical boundary, I feel like in the evening is so important. Like, okay, no, like I'm off my phone for the day. Of course, there's exemptions, right? There's something you really need to do, or to set an alarm or really send an important message. Like, of course, but you know, for the most part, trying to kind of stick to those regimens and those routines. Like I was saying, it's all intertwined. The nutrition, the light, the sleep, it's also intertwined. And that's really going to affect your mood and your energy so much. Like food and sleep and circadian rhythm, like it's so foundational, I guess. It's because it's so foundational in your well-being. Like for me, if I don't sleep the same, I can tell I'm not as like, I don't say I use the word grounded, but like not even cognizant, but as like, like fully, I don't know, fully thriving and like, yeah, I guess like thriving in like high cognition and like alertness that goes down, right? Even if you're doing all the things. So if you're, I would say, like, for if anyone, if you, just, this is for anyone, not even if you're, you know, feeling depressed or anxious, this is just like general well-being habits to like return back to once you slip away. Because I know once we first get into something, we're more adept, like we're so, you know, adamant about it, right? And then we begin to like slowly loosen the reins, and sometimes it's really important to like come back to basics. For example, I was like eating anti-inflammatory for a long time, and then like slowly but surely, like I moved away from it, like one thing at a time. And sometimes I'm not like super as like strict about it, you know, now. I wouldn't say I'm even really strict about it at all, but like just as an example, where you stick to something and then like you start to like wean off of it a little bit. But those, but especially, it's one thing to wean off of maybe something a little bit more extreme, but something as foundational as like sleep and energy and all those things, it's like just having those pillars as fundamental is so important. Okay, I'm gonna take a sip of my matcha. I love a midday. I feel self-conscious taking sips because everyone tells me I like slurp loudly. Well, not everyone. I guess my parents and my husband, so people closest to me. And so now every time I like sip, I try to sip the most nonchalantly as possible. Okay, it's like that one was a little bit loud, but moving forward. Okay, that was a really important topic that I want to talk about. It's like kind of like we're like diving in. Okay, like we've been like walking around this hole where we're talking about all the outside things. Now we're gonna dive in. We're gonna jump on in. So we as beings like to experience progress, right? I spoke to this a lot. I think maybe a podcast, maybe in courses, you know, I speak so much sometimes I forget honestly where I said it, because I do one-to-one client sessions, which I've actually reopened applications for. I had them closed for almost a year because I was fully booked. It was pretty amazing, and I was really blessed to have all my clients basically continue rebooking with me, and then I just didn't open any new spots. And so now I have new spots. If you're interested in working with me privately, I'll have the application down below. It's just application so I can see if we're a fit for your goals and what you're seeking at the moment in time and how I can best assist you. So I love, anyway, not anyway, but if you're interested in that, the link will be in the keynotes and in the description. And you can also find it in my Instagram bio as well. But I speak so much, right? Because I teach courses, I host Divinity, my monthly membership, and I do, you know, group courses, retreats, podcasts. So like, and I speak to friends about this kind of stuff. A lot of my friends are in this space. And so like, I'm like, I don't remember when I even said that. But right, essentially, I've spoken about this before, which is that humans love progress. So this is why some people, for example, get obsessed with going to the gym. This is an example, because they love to see that progress, right? They go, they take that day one picture, and then they see their muscles getting bigger. And it's really cool. Even for me, for example, for fitness, I started doing pole this year, as a lot of you may know, for fun. I just love it. And I've gotten so strong. Like, my arms and my back have completely transformed, because I never really like worked out my arms and back, especially not at that kind of intense level as doing pole, especially tricks and inverts and things like that. And so it is really cool. You see your progress. Or I've been, like I said, wearing my continuous glucose monitor, as well as I changed my diet a little bit by incorporating fish. I made a podcast about why I'm no longer vegan, and why I'm eating fish, and kind of my story and my experience of what kind of awoke me to that, and what symptoms I was feeling from being vegan, and like fatigue, and I go deeper into that. And I've been wearing my continuous glucose monitor, so just being more mindful of like what I'm eating so that it doesn't cause spikes. And like, I feel like I've been shedding weight off my waist, which is really cool. I don't think I've experienced that in a long time, because I've kind of been I've been, you know, relatively slim my whole life, but I've definitely lost a ton of inflammation over the past few years because of I've made my diet way healthier and everything like that. Because even years ago when I was working out like every single day, I was eating not the best. And I was definitely, you can see in photos, like more puffy, which is like inflamed. So someone can be like thin, like they can look skinny, but like they're inflamed, they're puffy. You can kind of, and it's hard to tell when you get used to it, because I asked my mom and my friend, I'm like, why didn't none of y'all tell me I was puffy like this? And it's because when you like look like you're that way, you don't notice. Like, for example, maybe I hope not, but maybe like right now I'm a little bit inflamed, I wouldn't notice because I'm like used to it, you know. But then when you start eating clean, or anti-inflammatory is a quick way to see yourself depuff if you're kind of curious, then you like see that change. But essentially, like, I haven't seen that waist shrinkage. And so it's been cool with my continuous glucose monitor. That wasn't even my intention. My intention was genuinely just to really want to transform my foods and habits in a way that was like supportive to stable glucose, which I'm going to be working on something really soon from a lot of things I've learned from wearing it, something cool coming soon. But essentially, right, we love progress. Like, it's so exciting. Some people love relationships, right? People, like, are addicted to relationships or, like, serial daters because, like, you know, that's progress, too, from when you meet someone and you don't know them to, like, you get closer and closer and then you're, like, kind of going on trips together and then you have, like, a connection. Like, people, human beings love progress. And so oftentimes when I find that when someone isn't finding progress in an area of their life, then they hyper fixate on other areas. So like if they're not finding maybe progress, like in their, like just in their life as a whole, I don't know, maybe it's like for them, whatever it is, like maybe it's like career, maybe it's relationship, business, whatever it is, then they hyper fixate on something else to kind of find progress in that, which can like kind of give, I don't think it's necessarily a negative thing because it can kind of be really supportive. So it's like if they're not finding maybe progress in their relationship, for example, or whatever they perceived desired progress, then they like get really into food, you know, or things like that. I think that's actually like really beautiful because it's like a refocusing of our energy. But the caveat here is that we as beings, because we like progress, we primarily desire it in our lives as a whole. Right. And in order to do that, we have to be consciously moving towards something, which is like a balance. It's a balance in itself, which I'll speak about, but we have to have some sort of vision that we're working towards. And I'm sure you can relate to times of your life where you felt really inspired by something or inspired by something you desired. And so you were really like active in creating that, right? Manifesting that, moving towards that. And for a lot of people, they have this, you know, once or twice in their life, or like maybe with one thing or another thing, and then it kind of goes on the back burner. It's like, I don't know, like they desired like some sort of job and they, you know, really focused and they got it, but then they just like started living and like lost focus of a new vision. And not in a way, I want to really clarify this, and not in a way of like setting the goalposts higher, like everything you achieve, setting new, but just consistently like having a vision that you're working towards. And your vision is like this huge picture at the end of your life you'll have, right? And every year, it's like we're every day, you could say every moment, we're like painting this picture, we're painting this picture, we're painting this picture. And it's like when we lose focus of that big, the big picture that we're painting, we can start to feel like lost. We can start to use colors that we wouldn't normally use. We can start to draw lines that aren't in our style. Like we lose focus of that bigger image or that bigger intention or that bigger goal. So it's important to refocus, right? Someone could have had a business goal and then they reach that business goal and they feel kind of like stuck because it's like they reach that and then like now what, right? And so what I mean by this is like we're always in a transformational journey towards our next chapter. Of course, we only see this retrospectively. Like this is like this is kind of the ironic part, and also it's hard to see when we're in our life, right? This is why it's really beneficial to work with someone. Like for example, I work with my clients, and we do so many things, right? We do mind, body, soul pillars, which is a 360 look, right? So not only do, you know, obviously we like the psycho-spiritual, I mean, the spiritual, the energy work, all that kind of stuff, looking at any blockages, things like all the energy stuff, of course, then all the mental stuff, like beliefs, conscious, subconscious, reprogramming, hypnosis, all that stuff. And then of course, body, like to talk about, we can do all the hypnosis in the world, but if you're eating poorly, not getting enough sleep, you're not going to see as pronounced, right? And so, you know, we're not going to see as kind of such results, but it's hard to see when you're in your life path to see kind of what chapter you're moving towards. It's easier to see in retrospect. So when you look back, you can kind of see where you were, and that can give you a clue as to where you are now. So what I mean by that is, for example, when I reflect back to 2 years ago, the vision of the future that I had was my life today, which is kind of wild. Like 2 years ago was October 11th, 2022, right? And, you know, I was actually doing a lot of the similar things, right? I was leading my business. I was leading ceremonies. I believe Divinity had launched just in September, which is my monthly global membership. So I was doing those events. And I was at that time, it's so crazy. I was dating my boyfriend, such so weird to say. And my like vision of the future at the time was to, you know, be engaged and married eventually. I guess you could say married because that's like the end goal, and to live in a beautiful home by the beach and have my business grow and expand and lead retreats. Like that was like my vision. That was like an intention, you know, that was like something I was desiring and envisioning at that point. That was what I was working towards. You could say that's what I was like moving my energy. That was like, that was the vision that I both literally and energetically was working towards. And now all of those things have manifested, which is kind of wild. And so I've recently discovered that it's like, it's that it was kind of time, you know, I guess a few months ago, and even more clarity arises, but it's time to reset a new vision of the future to work towards, for example, right? I was finding myself feeling kind of like, I don't know, not, I wouldn't even say like stuck, but just kind of like, I was like, why am I not feeling how I felt like, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago? And I was like, oh, because then you were working towards something and you were like envisioning something and you were really excited by this vision. And now that you like manifested that vision, like, what is the next chapter? And that's the best way to view it. It's like we have chapters of our lives. It's not like, oh, I want this and then I achieve it and I want this. It's not like that kind of like energy necessarily. It's more just understanding that there's always going to be chapters of your life. For example, your first chapter might be like manifesting and the most ideal partner, right? Then when that happens, you maybe you desire to like be engaged and married. So then you manifest that. Then after you manifest being engaged, then you're manifesting like your dream wedding, for example. If like, let's just, you know, bear with me. I know people say, well, what? Yeah, like let's say this is what you're doing. But I'm just kind of giving you like, there's steps of that manifestation process. There's like chapters of it. So like originally, maybe when I desired a partner, that was like my vision. Then when I manifested my partner, then maybe my vision was to like be engaged and live together. Then when that manifested, then it was like, oh my gosh, manifesting our dream wedding, which I put so much energy into manifesting my dream wedding. I say our, I hope it was his too, but into having everything be super intentional. Like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. It's not crazy that our wedding anniversary is almost, it's going to be a year next month. But anyway, like that was like, you know, that was a chapter. So it's like, and then now it's like, okay, the next, you know, there's many more chapters ahead. So it's like creating or manifesting isn't like a one and done. And so if you feel like you're just kind of feeling like, oh, why am I not feeling as like excited as I used to, or you're feeling to be stuck or lost, or any of those emotions, it's like what I always hear from clients, ask yourself, like, am I moving towards a vision that I'm excited about? And most likely the answer may be yes, but also maybe no, because we have to consciously set that vision. Like we really have to, I feel like, sit down with ourselves and genuinely be like, okay, what's next for me, right? And like you can be as specific or not as specific as you desire, and you don't necessarily need to know like the timeline. Like it's not saying like in blank years I want to be here. I mean, of course, like, yeah, we're all human, we might have expectations, like we're not gonna lie, right? Like I for sure have expectations of places I want to be in specific years and whatever, maybe, but it doesn't necessarily have to be like that. It just can be like, what's the next chapter, and it'll play out in its own divine timing. Does that make sense? So like for me, let's say like if I talk about my relationship, well, what's like our next chapter? Well, the next chapter will be like in a few years to have kids, right? That's for me personally. I know that everyone wants kids, everyone's different. People ask me all the time, they're like, oh, do you want kids? Of course. Well, for me, of course. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I maybe have that energy, even though that's years in advance. That's like already the next chapter that now, you know, I'm energetically and like literally working towards, and that has really shifted like everything for me. It shifted like my mindset. I feel like it shifted my maturity level. It's really shifted how I structure my business and everything like that. Like, and it's brought a whole new wave of excitement, even though that may be years away, right? Like it's now you're reworking towards a new vision. So how I like to do this, like a process that you can do, it's like so powerful, is, well, first of all, before you do a process, something I really recommend is to work on your beliefs. Because when you do this process, if you have a lot of limiting beliefs and stories, then you're not going to let yourself like access, I guess you could say like the high, I don't say the high, because I don't want to sound like, I know people sound annoying, but like if you have limiting beliefs, you're not going to be able to maybe really access what that true desired next reality is. So for example, one of my best-selling courses, it's literally 3 modules. It's genuinely life-changing. I recommend it to anyone, everyone. Like I'm telling you, if I didn't know me, and I would take this course. Like it's genuinely life-changing. It will walk you through. I focus on financials primarily because it's abundance, which is just abundance and scarcity. And it'll walk you through literally reprogramming, like identifying your limiting beliefs. Like you will literally feel them in your body, not just like, la-di-di-da. And I'm not like making fun of anyone, but not just like, you know, limiting beliefs. Yeah, think positive and like, you know, vibes and just like blow sage and just like vibes. No, sage is so powerful. I love sage, like such a strong energy that spirit has. But like, you get what I'm saying? Like, you will actually walk through the limiting beliefs and you'll feel them in your body. You'll be able to identify where they're from and you'll be able to rewrite them. That course is like, it's like something you can go back to and redo every year. And when you purchase a course, I let you keep it. I know a lot of other people who host courses, you can only have access for like a week or a month or a limited time. Like I let everyone keep it so that you can later reference back to it. You know, you can like in a year be like, oh, it's a new year, I want to like redo that, I want to see where maybe I uncovered the first round of limiting beliefs, but let me just like go in one more time, because trust me, even myself, I'd be finding them all the time. I'm like, oh, and another one, oh, and another one. So definitely something I suggest doing before you set your vision in the future, so that you can see it with the most like expanded eyes and like really be able to see what's on the horizon versus like a narrow perspective. That's something I really recommend. And another thing I recommend, if you're wanting to go deeper into inner work, is I have a masterclass bundle called The Up Level, and it has three of like my best-selling masterclasses, which are all around 2 hours. So it's like 6 hours ish worth of content, I believe, and it's really, really powerful. And so I just suggest, like, that's another thing I suggest if you're kind of like wanting to dive in and like you're kind of following me or you've been listening to me but you're actually wanting to apply some stuff. Like, those two things I feel like are a must for any, they're like kind of universal, like no matter really who, what, where someone is, those will be beneficial. Whether someone's just starting on their journey, it'll be beneficial. Or if someone has literally been doing stuff for 10 years and is like an 8-figure entrepreneur, it will still be beneficial for them. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, it's not, it's like, it's for everyone. It is for every stage of your journey. So that's just a little thing I want to discuss. But a practice that you can do, all right, I'm going to break it down for you. Let me have a little matcha, because just a little hydration, a little L-theanine, caffeine boost, get those catechins. I don't like sweetener. I just put like almond milk in it. Malk, because we're glyphosate free. That sounded like a sponsorship. Malk, if you're listening, definitely reach out for a brand deal. But you see, everyone who's listening to this, you see, like, I just can go on a flow, like talking. If I'm feeling like I'm talking, if I feel, I know instantly that I'm not in the mood to channel when it doesn't flow. When it's flowing, it's like, oh, like yesterday with my friend, we're talking for hours. Like, when I'm with like-minded people, and I feel like all of you guys are like-minded, I don't know, I feel that vibe, then it like flows like crazy. So what you're gonna do to create a new vision of the future is grab a piece of pen and a notebook and just begin to like list areas of your life and begin to kind of envision, okay, where, what chapter am I in now of this? Let me rephrase that, because it's a little bit confusing. So first of all, you have to kind of like tune in with yourself of where am I in each chapter, because maybe right now you're already working towards something in specific areas of your life, right? Because for me, it was kind of funny because it was like in all areas had come full circle. It's like what I desired in relationship came full circle, what I desired in business came full circle. Like, and so I needed to create like a new circle. But maybe for you, you're exactly where you want to be, your career or business or whatever it may be, but you feel like you're like now that we're like really going forward in like that relationship aspect, for example, or maybe friendship, you know, or the opposite. Maybe you feel really secure in your friendship and your relationship, but you feel like you're like needing to move towards a new vision in your career, business, or whatever it may be, right? So it's like tuning in with yourself about, okay, where do I feel like a chapter has like closed and it's time for me to kind of like work toward, not close like in a negative way, like you beautifully flip the page and like now you're kind of like you're flipping that page into that next chapter. That's like a better metaphor of that. And asking yourself, so then, okay, where is that energy? Where am I like flipping from one chapter onto the next, right? And so then you can kind of tune in there and then be like, okay, what is my desired vision of the future there, right? Like, what does that look like? And writing about that, like journaling about that, bullet pointing about that, like just scripting what that feels and looks like, so that you can kind of consciously reset yourself. Microphone keeps switching, so I hope it's not like disrupting the audio. But I used to do so many lives and stuff, so this way it's like a really beautiful way to connect and have longer format conversations with you guys. So I hope you enjoy that. So look out for 2 episodes every week. I'm planning to do Mondays and Thursdays. This one I might, or maybe, I don't know. Yeah, I like Mondays. I like having them on Mondays. Mondays and Thursdays, I believe, will be really, really good. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Be sure to tune in. Yeah, Mondays and Thursdays feel really, really good to me. So those are the days that I most likely have these up. This might be up sooner or like on a different day because I want to make sure that those that people who want to join the MNR ceremony and ritual on Thursday, October 13th are able to do so. So this might be up on the 12th, actually. So yeah, but in the future, Mondays and Thursdays, look out for a new podcast. And if you like the YouTube format or you haven't watched it on YouTube, then consider doing that in the future as well. And I hope that you guys have a beautiful day. I love you. Send this podcast to anyone who you feel like it would benefit. I think we underestimate our power just by sharing things. You sending this podcast to someone could provide them literally the clarity and inspiration for them to make so many powerful changes in their life. Like, I know friends have sent me podcasts or specific things that might have been like a small thought. They might think, oh, should I send it to her? Should I not send it to her? And by them sending it to me, it's really positively affected my life. So send this to a friend, to your mom, to someone who you feel like this would really, really benefit. Someone maybe you vibe with or someone in your life who you know, maybe your boyfriend, your husband. We feel like would benefit from this. We can continue allowing our community to not only grow and expand, but for people to be able to hear the things that can really change their life. It's just so, I can like get into it, but it's just so powerful. Words are so healing. Sometimes hearing certain explanations or recommendations even can literally be the catalyst to so much growth and positive change in our lives. So definitely share this with someone you love. Or like they're listening to that person you said she was listening to this but you love her like and let's grow our community, let's evolve, let's heal, let's expand, let's do all the things. And with that being said, so much love to you. I will see you next week on Unlimited Abundance.